You dog, you.
Bob's getting tired of this, Nelly. We have to stop with the clips. He's getting fed up.
By the way, one of our texters, J-H-O-M-A-S, has another interesting Game 7 moment for the talk.
What's that, Bob?
And that would be Darius Kasparaitis in Buffalo
Game
7.
Oh, my God. That might have been the best one, Paul.
That was, yeah. Well,
when he did a stomach slide across the entire length of the ice after he scored the goal.
And Game 7 in the previous series against the Sabres
that's
amazing.
One that should have been at the top of our list, really.
Yeah, but that, I mean.
That might have been. Wow, I forgot about that.
I forgot about it, too, but thank you for the text.
All right, let me
tweet,
spice this up with a few little questions of Game 7 trivia. You guys ready? IT, you ready? This might be before your time a little bit. Nelly, you're not cheating on a computer, are you?
No, I'm not.
Bob and Paul, you ready for a little Game 7 Pittsburgh trivia?
Go right ahead.
All right.
This is Joe's effort to embarrass us all with lack of memory.
Well, no. I wouldn't have gotten, I don't think, hardly any of these. It's just for fun, Bob.
Okay.
Don't be like Ron. He never liked trivia because he was afraid everybody would come back and tell him what he didn't know.
I'm gonna just tell you in advance. Most of this is just, if you don't, like, your memory.
Yeah, they don't call it trivia for nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
This was the 1989 Patrick Division Finals, the Robbie Brown Hexie series, where Hextall went after Rob Brown. You remember that, Bob?
I love that. And they got in Hextall's head so badly.
1989. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Penguins win game 5, 10-7. They win by a field goal. That was the Robbie Brown game. But the Flyers come back and win game 6 and then game 7 here in Pittsburgh. Who played goal for the Flyers in game 7 and beat the Penguins? Hint, it was
Ken
not.
Ken Reggett.
Very nice, Bob. Give yourself a little credit.
Reggett 31. The bar down in Pittsburgh. Yeah,
that's right. Reggett 31. We've actually talked about that several times.
How about that? He beat Tommy Barrasso in that game, and they win the game 4-1, and the Penguins lose. Okay. Very good, Bob. I commend you for that. The horrific Game 7 against the Braves, the Sid Bream game. You ready? We'll let Paul go first here. Unless IT wants to jump in. Who batted leadoff for the Pirates that night? Wrong.
Orlando Merced.
No.
Give me 1 second.
I would have never gotten this.
Wasn't Orlando Merced. He was batting leadoff in a lot of those games.
I think he batted second that night.
What year?
Whatever year the Bream, 92.
92.
No, Cecil Espy.
Great guess, but no.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This is a tough one.
I'm trying to think of leadoff.
Was Dale Barrow? He wasn't their shortstop.
No.
What was their shortstop name? It wasn't Dale Barrow. Was
Jay Bell. You'll never get it.
Ray Ordonez.
No, I wouldn't have got it either.
Wait.
Okay.
Jose Leaned.
No, but a good guess again. Do you want a tip? A hint?
A hint.
LaValliere.
No. That would have been a desperation.
I don't even know what hint to give you other than he shares his last name with a future very good Pirate pitcher. That's all I can say. A very high draft pick, the pitcher was.
Chandler? No. Who on their team? I think of
Alex Cole.
I would never have guessed that.
Me neither.
Never have guessed
that. Batted leadoff that night.
I forgot he was even on that team.
Is that in Crinkulent or what? Everybody forgets this because everything happened in the bottom of the ninth. Who got the win for the Braves that night? The Cabrera game.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
He's a famous closer.
John Smoltz. Rocker.
No.
That's a good guess.
John Smoltz?
Nope. He started the game.
He started the game, yeah.
Avery wouldn't have been in that game, would he?
He was in that game, but he didn't get the win. Very good guess, Bob. Wrong. Jeff Reardon.
Reardon.
Gee, I would never guess that either.
Paul gets first crack here because it's one of his favorite players. Did Dion get an at-bat that night, Paul, for the Braves?
I don't think he did.
Yes, he did.
And what did he do, Bob? Wrong. He struck out.
I don't remember what he did, but I do remember Jim Leland always said that was his best managed game because he used everyone on their bench. They had no options except Francisco Cabrera. So he was proud of the fact that he had manipulated their bench over Bobby Cox.
Yeah, but here was the problem with Jim Leland. He managed as if, you know, but people were actually saying this afterwards. Well, if it would have went to the 10th inning, the Pirates were in much better shape. They had more pitchers available and more hitters available. Guess what? It didn't go to the 10th inning. So I hate that. You touched a bad nerve with me there. That's a really bad.
But the reason I know he batted is because we were down there and they went through the entire roster.
Say it from the start. I would have pulled Doug Drabek before the inning started and put Tim Wakefield in to start the 9th.
Wow.
That's what I would have done.
Would you have done that, Bob?
I said it then before it happened.
No.
I'll still say it. I even say it. And the thing was, the rationale they didn't use Wakefield after...
Paul's awake and well.
No yelling on the ball!
This is probably why my stomach hurts. because of the stuff like this. After, what was it, Terry Pendleton led off with a double? Was that what happened? He led off with a double down the line?
But Stan Belinda was victimized by Jose Lien. It didn't matter who was on the mound. Man, I thought Lien...
Espy didn't have a great play over in right field either.
But Lien, that whole inning just completely
I'm just telling you, fell apart because of Lien. I went to Tim Wakefield. They couldn't hit him.
Would you, Bob, have gone
to him? No, I would stick with Belinda.
And once they got a guy on base, the rationale was, Wakefield's knuckleball might be a pass ball. It might, get away from the catcher. They couldn't hit Wakefield at all that entire series. I would have put him in to start the 9th inning, and I would have won the game.
Here's a goodie. Game 7, 2009. Penguins go into D.C. and blow out the Capitals. Fleury makes a great save on an Ovechkin breakaway. The Penguins had 3 multiple point scorers in the game. Malkin, Crosby, and you ain't going to get this one. Named after a deity, but not the right kind. A bad person. A very bad person.
3 points.
Yep. No, multiple points.
Or multiple points.
Wrong. Miroslav Shatan.
That's right. Miro.
Who pitched for the Orioles game 771 against Blass?
Jim Palmer.
Wrong.
Mike Cuellar.
Right. Game 779, who caught the final out against the Orioles?
Omar Moreno.
Very good, Bob. You're doing very well.
Wow.
What was the starting pitching matchup game 779, Pirates-Orioles?
Bruce Keeson. Jim Palmer.
Wrong. But they were both there.
Starting pitchers. Jeez.
Wrong. Jim Bibby against Scott McGregor. And here's the coup de grace. Senators, Penguins, the Chris Kunitz game. Mm-hmm. Who was the only senator with 2 points that night?
Chris Neal.
Wrong.
Bobby Ryan.
Wrong. Paul, the only senator with 2 points that night.
Daniel Alfredson.
Wrong.
I can't even remember who was on that
team. Wait.
They had two stars, right, basically, on that team.
No, they had a good team.
Eric Carlson.
Carlson.
With the win. Yeah, comes out of nowhere.
They were a team that won because of their system.
Yeah.
But I remember they had 2 guys that were like really legitimate stars.
Eric Carlson had 2 points that night before Kunitz won.
That's a good one.
What a game that was, Bob.
I hate when I put pen on my pants.
That's okay.
No, it's not. It won't come out.
Everything's going well.
Do you have one of those things?
What things?
The things that you...
That didn't sound right.
Tide sticks or whatever they call those things. Does anyone have
one? Just carry around a Tide stick?
Yes.
No.
I just wrote all those.
Some people, I used to.
You carried around a Tide stick?
I used to, yeah.
Wow.
Why do I have a pen down by here?
Who would have thunk? Well, that's a good question too, Bob. Coming up, Bob raised an interesting question. Let's go back and take a harder look at Game 7. Would you give the Conn Smythe to Connor McDavid if they don't win? We'll answer that question next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll get back to the Pirates, who start a series against the Reds, and we're going to talk a lot about the trade deadline, what Bob Nutting said. That's basically where we spent the majority of the show, the first 2 hours, really, of the show, is what will the Pirates do and what should they do. So we're certainly going to get into that in the 1 o'clock hour as well.